This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Next up is Helen, listening on the web in Lithonia, Georgia. Hi, Helen.
Hi. My question is, when I'm doing premarital counseling, I know that the Bible says that to be cohabitating before marriage is wrong. And the couples that normally come to me for premarital counseling are already living together. At the beginning of the counseling, should I say, hey, you guys, let's go through the scriptures and look at this and tell them then that it's wrong, or should I, because they're raised in the church, should I just assume that they know that and just go on with the other aspects of premarital counseling?
There are a lot of people who go to churches that don't really think that the Bible is the infallible repository for faith and practice. They have come to the conclusion that the Bible's a bit outdated on certain things like same-sex sexuality or premarital sex or cohabitating before you're married and so forth. So as a result of that, they don't take what the Bible says as serious. So in that case, what you have to do is establish that the Bible is divine as opposed to merely human in origin. If someone already accepts that, then you simply say, look, the Bible puts parameters around our life, not because God is a cosmic killjoy, but God rather wants us to have the greatest possible relationship on a human level as well as on a vertical level between ourselves and God. So he establishes those borders around our lives so that our joy might be complete. And one of the great things that elevated women in Western society is that a man had to make a commitment to a woman. He couldn't use a woman, but a man biblically had to make a commitment to a woman. And once that commitment was made, he had to honor her and cherish her and love her in all circumstances.
And this couple would say that they have made a commitment to each other, that they, you know, both of them were raised in the church.
Well, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. I mean, look, what is commitment? Commitment has to be the foundation of a marriage. But the problem is that Christians, by and large, have bought into the cultural norm that love is merely a feeling. Love is not a feeling. Love is a commitment. The feeling emanates as a result of the commitment. But the reality is, if you're not married, you can walk away from that relationship very easily.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.